Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Monday, July 3rd. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. Ahead of the July 4th holiday, United Airlines is planning changes to avoid a repeat of nearly a week-long stretch of disruptions that resulted in thousands of cancelled flights. Several airlines were affected by severe storms that walloped New York last week, with United scrubbing more flights than its rivals and taking longer to bounce back. United's CEO told employees the airline plans to reduce flights from its Newark hub and that it's working to acquire additional gates to prevent backups. Electric car maker Tesla says its global deliveries surged by 83% last quarter, helped by hefty price cuts and discounts. The starting prices for the company's lineup in the US have fallen between 14 and 28% since January, according to a journal review of the changes on Tesla's website. The better-than-expected results give CEO Elon Musk new ammunition in his argument that demand remains strong, as he gambles that pursuing growth at the expense of profitability will benefit the company long-term. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is heading to China. Her visit, confirmed over the weekend, is scheduled to begin Thursday, and it comes as tensions over trade, technology, and Taiwan have prompted Beijing and Washington to reconsider their long-standing ties. Yellen is hoping to preserve many of those links, while Chinese officials want to reverse a domestic slowdown by showing they remain open for business from the West. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher and European shares rose in early trading. US stock futures are mixed. Markets will be closing early ahead of the 4th of July holiday. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.